apart from politics, the one thing that scares me the most, America is starting to lose not just its rational actors in politics and in corporations. It's losing its social base for understanding how a society works,
right.
Which is that, you know, we disagree, but mm-hmm. that's okay. Let's meet somewhere halfway in the middle.
Right,
and we'll
right.
leave it to our children to keep doing the same thing because that's how a civil society works, how a democracy works. You compromise.
Yeah, yeah.
And this separation into blue and red and left and right in
right.
America, much more so than in other countries mm-hmm. where people don't want to talk to each other and people don't want to compromise. That's to me is the most worrying thing. Because
right.
once that disappears, then the corporations and all of these people that want to just make money at the cost of society will have completely won.
Right,
people
right.
are completely manipulatable.
Right,
manipulatable.
Yeah.
They can be told the simplest lie, and because it's something that confirms their thought bubble
yeah.
about their supposed enemy, then they just run over to that side.
Right, right, right. And I think that's also what it's the thing that makes America so beautiful. I think, in my opinion, I mean, I talk a lot of crap about America, and but I do, there are things that I think are just absolutely beautiful about that country, and I think we are in danger of losing a little bit of that, I think, but that is the individuality, the sort of, like, aggressiveness, if you will, that America has in order to defend something that root for, you know, like this is what I agree with. This is my thoughts. This is who I am. And they're willing to lay it all out there and just make it known. However, that does come to, you know, with the price of having to compromise. Everyone has to compromise. Everyone has to lose a little bit. They'll win some, but they'll lose some as well. And you know, with this political climate, it's kind of being really split, like polarized. And unfortunately, that's kind of saturated different points of view into sort of like a bubble. And so, oh, you're a Republican, you must think like this. Oh, you're a Democrat, you must think like this. And that's just simply not true. There are a purple tint, and there's something orange about that red, and there's something green about that blue, and it's not that simple.
No.
I don't think.
Yeah, and people have lost that desire to find that
right.
tint, I don't want to say taint. That's a bad word. But like that compromise. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't
yeah.
want to. No, I'm a patriot. I read my Bible every Sunday, and so I don't need to think about your ideas. So I agree with you that was a really good thing about America, that people stood up for their ideas and were willing to say it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, people were willing to listen and say that's what makes America beautiful.
Yeah.
We all get that chance to say that
right,
now.
Right.
You say your ideas, and you expect people to just agree with you.
Yeah, and they do. They it's a shouting contest.
Yeah,
you know, like they shout at each other, yet no one listens to each other. So this shouting becomes unnecessary. You know, like you could be just whispering, and they still won't hear you. That you could just say it normally, and they still won't hear you.
They don't
shout,
want to.
They don't want to. You shout as much as you want, no one will hear you. And I think that's really really dangerous. Like people are starting to shift towards that kind of like mentality, and I'm afraid that's what's going to make, you know, America turn into, you know, something.
Can't disagree with you. I know that you said you're optimistic about humanity and the world and stuff like that, but when it comes to America itself, I think we've got a little bit further to fall before we start moving back up.